One of the bill's renewable energy producers and advocates are crossing their fingers for would create state incentives for solar projects. Republican State Senator Troy Frazier filed the bill this month. Russell Smith is executive director of the Texas Renewable Energy Industries Association.
It's a modest program, but it's an important one. And it's based on maybe 20 cents per month on a residential bill could support a program like that.
About 5 years ago, the state committed to wind power by creating tax incentives and carving space for wind farms. The association is pushing lawmakers to set achievement goals for other types of renewables in hopes of similar policies enacted later. Though Smith says advocates aren't asking for a certain pool of state money to fund these programs, eventually, everything has a price tag. But UT Research Associate Carrie King says traditional energy comes with bigger price tags, like the technology and the cost needed for ocean drilling or to make oil from Canadian tar sands.
The quality of that oil, how much energy it takes to get that out, is at the bottom part of this graph. It's not one level up where the cheap oil was in the past. It's down at the bottom. So it's an option, but it's not the holy grail of options.
King says a diverse energy portfolio is the most cost-effective. That's why former state senator and now energy consultant Kip Averett says renewables must team up with natural gas.
Unfortunately, what's happening today is that as we add wind to the portfolio, we take gas off instead of coal. And the reason is because gas turns on and off real easy. And coal does not.
And the clock is ticking for lobbyists and for lawmakers who have only 2.5 weeks to file any renewable energy bills they hope to get through. Erica Aguilar, KUT News.